It's warm outside and my brain is melting. Melting as fast as the snow.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 619.
Today, we hear from Ian, who asks,
prologues are often substantially shorter than a regular chapter. Is there a good reason for this, or is it just convention?
I think it's just convention, and I suspect, no, that's not true. I was about to say I suspect that it's somewhat related to the cold open phenomenon on television, but now that I think back, I'm thinking of prologues from the 19th century that were also short. I think probably, I mean, this is a wild guess based on what I've read and what I've seen, because I've never really thought to think about this before, but I think prologues are probably normally fairly short compared to chapter length, because the point of a prologue is to set the scene to tell you what has gone before, in order to provide context for the action that's about to unfold. And because of that, there is perhaps a natural impulse to get that stuff out of the way quickly so we can get to the interesting parts. Now that said, prologues have also worked, especially in more recent years, like cold opens, where you have a seemingly unrelated part of the story that is making a promise that it will become relevant later. And in that case, you know, you may call it a prologue, but it's more functioning like a first chapter than a prologue, because it's part of the ongoing action. To be a proper prologue rather than just being set apart as a prologue for purposes of book design and convention, I think, and I would have to check with a proper literary scholar, because I'm way rusty on this stuff, but I think to be a proper prologue, it has to detail something of the action before the story, something that's not directly involved in the current story that you're about to tell, but that's vital to understand in order for the current story to make sense without a lot of work. So there you go. That's what I got. If anyone has a divergent opinion or other reasons they wish to slag me off publicly because this is a lame answer, please do write them in and I will share them on the air. Thanks very much for sending it in, Ian. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.